Good evening and welcome to the 6 o'clock news. Tonight's top story, a second earthquake in months has struck Japan. Preliminary reports claim that up to 1,100 people are missing and the damage is estimated to be over $700,000. In other news, unemployment statistics released today show a slight decrease at 5.6%. A 0.3% drop over last year's figure of 5.3%. This has come as welcome news to the government, especially with the upcoming general election. Plans to make Auckland City the new capital of New Zealand have been scrapped. Despite home to over one quarter of the population, there has been overwhelming support to maintain Wellington's status as the nation's capital. In entertainment news, Tom Cruise has denied that he will be returning to New Zealand to start filming The Last Samurai 2. In the first movie, The Last Samurai, Cruise was reported to have earned $24 million and stated that he was looking for another eight-figure deal before signing the contract to do the sequel. Now to sport, where the All Blacks have come home victorious once again, beating Wales by only 1 point in a thrilling ending. Wales had kept the lead with 16 points up to half-time, but were unable to score again, as the All Blacks dominated the second half, to finish on 17 points. Finally, the weather. It looks like summer has finally arrived, with the temperatures on the east coast reaching a high of 30 degrees tomorrow.